Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
Even though Jesus had no home to call his own, the gospel accounts reveal his ability to make others feel at home in his presence. Wherever the Lord went, he intentionally welcomed people with open hearts and ears to hear, including sinners and tax collectors, into the household and family of God. Although Zacchaeus was a tax collector, who seems to have admitted that he sometimes defrauded people, Jesus countered his sin with generosity. In this way, the Lord showed that true hospitality doesn't come from material resources, but from a heart that sees and serves others with God's love. "Hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house," Jesus declared as he looked up at the tree where the man had climbed for a better view. Imagine Zacchaeus' surprise to find that Jesus sought him out, even though he was in an unlikely place. This is true for us too. No matter how small or unnoticed we may feel, God sees us and loves us. Jesus' hospitality prompted Zacchaeus' own display of generous hospitality. When those of us who are believers show others that we see them and God sees them too, hearts and lives are transformed. Understanding and embracing God's hospitality toward us, no matter how great our sin, enables us to extend that same hospitality to others as we invite them to join us at Jesus' table.